WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. College Station residents are encouraged to participate in three public forums hosted by a volunteer committee developing proposals for a bond issue this November. The forums, which are tonight, Thursday, and the 23rd, focus on the themes undertaken by three subcommittees. Chairman Rob Thornton says the forums follow four committee meetings.
We're really in the idea phase, and that's why we're not going to come up with any firm projects from our standpoint until we've had a chance for the public to talk about it, and that's why we have public forums.
All three forums start at 7 p.m. at the College Station Utilities Training Facility on Graham Road. College Station police have made four arrests and more are possible following an armed robbery last week. The suspects, who were after marijuana and money, got neither. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the victim accused of offering to sell the drugs has not been arrested.
We're really in the idea.
Even though the individual had been involved in an illegal narcotics transaction, it is still illegal to rob somebody at gunpoint. And so our detectives will be looking into all possibilities as it pertains to possible charges and arrests on this.
According to the arrest report, 18-year-old Morgan Seigel confessed to her role in the holdup, and she identified the other suspects, 18-year-olds John Callier and Nicholas Williams, and 17-year-old Tyreek Hayes. More information in another CSPD case from yesterday, where a 76-year-old College Station man is accused of slamming an officer against a vehicle and refusing to be handcuffed.
Officer received some non-incapacitating injuries, nothing life-threatening. She was able to return to work that afternoon.
Lieutenant Flieger says Arthur Wright was arrested following a traffic stop Friday morning on Dartmouth between Southwest Parkway and Krennic Tap. According to the arrest report, the officer, who stopped Wright for changing lanes without using his turn signal and almost hitting her patrol vehicle, had ticketed him last November following a crash for failing to yield right-of-way. Wright is out of jail on his promise to return for future court appearances. On the 179th anniversary of Texas declaring its independence from Mexico comes nationwide attention to a raid in Bryan by a group that believes Texas is its own nation.
The Drudge reports among those who have picked up the story of a Valentine's Day meeting of the Republic of Texas in Bryan that was interrupted by numerous local, state, and federal agencies that executed a search warrant. The news release states the warrant was issued by a district judge in Kerr County in response to a summons written by the Republic to Kerr County's court administrator. Don Ballard of Wixon Valley, Brazos County State Senator for the Republic, says the reason for the large law enforcement turnout dates back 20 years to a man who led a standoff, but before that was impeached.
Basically, we got accused because he was still using the same name. You know, we can't do anything about that. Somebody using our name, you know, but if you pull up on the internet, there's lots and lots of different people using Republic of Texas name. For example, right here in College Station, we got a Republic of Texas steakhouse.
The news release says members lost tens of thousands of dollars of Republic currency and coins, along with members' phones and other electronic devices. WTAW News has not received a response to requests for information from the Kerr County Sheriff's Office and the FBI, which was also involved in the raid. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
And WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 48 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
The National Weather Service has a dense fog advisory in effect until 10 this morning. It is foggy out there this morning. It'll give way to clouds and perhaps a shower later today, high 70 to 75. Clouds may be a shower tonight, 65. Areas of dense fog will redevelop. Showers may be a thunderstorm tomorrow, becoming windy, high of 65, but it turns cooler in the afternoon. Look for sunshine to develop Thursday, highs only 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at sports with Aggie football. It's back.
Kind of. Well,
you can't see it.
It's still football, though. Yeah. It means I can talk about it. Spring ball started yesterday. We'll have more on that. Also, Aggie football gearing up for their pro day. A&M basketball getting ready to hit the road tonight to head to Florida. And a whole lot more in sports. We'll do that for you coming up. Oh, and by the way, there's a little old Dowdy Brook between Baylor and Texas last night.
Oh, good.
A little like dust that. Up there. Bench cleared.
Oh, good. Like that.
Seven got the boot. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports at 6:50.
No way for those good old Baptist kids to be behaving.
Well, more of the Longhorns got booted than the Baylor Bears did.
Okay. Still. It's crazy fog out there.
Yeah, it is.
It's just it's stupid fog. I mean, it really is. So if you're having to drive a road for the first time today, you need to plan on a little extra time. It's pretty significant out there.
If you're all by yourself, it's not so bad. It's going to be bad when other people get out there, too. Yeah.
Well, of course, in some ways, that stirs it up.
I guess so.
You know, but nonetheless, just be aware. Okay, so an 8-year-old telephoned the Bloomington newspaper, the Herald Times, on Sunday after discovering that the newspaper had swapped out 13 comics, and some of those terminated comics were among his favorites. It ruined his day. So he left the newspaper editor a voicemail about how he felt. Now, we'll play the voicemail. And I want you to decide, is this kid precocious, or have his parents let him basically run out of control? So here we go. You make the decision.
Okay.
I want back these comics now. Frank and Ernest, Ziggy, Garfield, Peanut. We also want back Dilbert. That's all, you jerks. I'll give you all my money if you just give us it back, idiots, jerks, holes.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, that kid's run amok.
Okay, it ended up not being precocious when he started
calling
them names and stuff like that that we had to bleep. But then I heard the done, so that tells me that there was probably a grown-up who was listening in.
Oh, there's enough background noise. Somebody was definitely...
Well, I think there was a sibling. I mean, I think we could hear that because the sibling might have been chanting in something else. But I'm just... Yeah, I'm thinking he's a little piece of work.
Oh, yeah.
Kids these days.
Yeah, really. I know.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
If he's not being homeschooled, .. I'd sure like to talk to his teacher to see what little whatever his name is really like. But he might be homeschooled. You don't know.
Yeah. Are you telling me you wouldn't have left a message like that if you had answering machines growing up?
Hey!
Yeah. Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
Got a check to deposit but don't have time to go to the bank? Brenham National Bank solves your problem with Snap Deposit. Just snap a picture of that check and touch deposit. You're done. Snap Deposit from BNB.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Member FDIC.
Tell you what, you little whippersnapper.
That's what we call sneaking one in under the radar.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
Bazinga.
Who knew you're going to behave that way when we let you come in here? I'm just telling you.
You better get that beep button ready.
I'm just saying.
You got uppity kids running around.
No, it's the dang truth. They ain't precocious. That's just being a smart ass. It's day 62. That means we got 303 to go. And today, we get to celebrate Cold Cut Day. Mm. And what better way than to get a big, I don't know, maybe like a 2-inch slice of olive loaf and put that on the grill? Mm-mm.
I don't know that I've ever had grilled olive oil.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Hmm.
Yeah. Take that and put some ketchup on it. That'd be outstanding. It's National Anthem Day. It's also National Pancake Day. I'd probably take the pancakes over the olive loaf, I'm just saying. I didn't do this yesterday, so I guess it's reminding me again today. Fun facts about Names Day, because I thought that was yesterday. But anyway, it's I Want You to Be Happy Day.
And this asks an interesting question. What if pets had thumbs day?
Oh, no.
And if you have a pet that has a thumb, then, you know. Yeah. But just think about if your puppies had thumbs. Think about if a cat had thumbs. I mean, oh, by the way, for cat lovers, we have a special story today. We'll wait until Mr. Downs gets in. And we've got birthdays.
Of Jessica Biel. She is 33 today. David Faustino is 41. He's the guy that played Bud Bundy on Married with Children.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Julie Brown from Modern Family. She's Claire, is 45.
Did that used to be Downtown Julie Brown, or is that somebody different?
No.
Is somebody different? Or it is somebody, the same person?
Well, it would be, but her name is actually Bowen.
Oh, okay.
I just mispronounced it. My apologies.
Okay, well, fine. Aside from getting her name wrong. Okay, I got that.
Yeah.
All right.
Just trying to gloss over that.
Perfect.
Thanks for highlighting.
Well, hey, had no idea. Okay.
John Carter Cash is 45, the son of.
Wow.
Tone Loke, 49.
Mr. Loke.
Uh-huh. Herschel Walker's 53. Probably one of the greatest female athletes ever. Jackie Joyner Kersee is 53. Jennifer Warren's had a couple hits that were huge. 68. Yep. And Alexander Graham Bell had taken better care of himself today.
Yeah.
Would have been birthday.
Would have been
called
like,
a doctor, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It's appropriate because we started with voicemail and then that.
Yeah.
Now, Alexander Graham Bell was the one who... I think actually wanted to say ahoy, when we picked up the phone.
Ahoy,
yeah. Which yeah. Think about.
Well, yeah, no one knew what to do when they picked up the phone.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Yeah. Well, that reminds me of.
Did they have answering machines back then too?
Yeah, they really. Yeah. Oh. Never mind. I had a really old bad joke, and I'm not going to do it. You've been saved today. I'm just saying. Okay, so there.
And nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So here we have developing on the world stage. You've got Neville Chamberlain is being played by Barack Obama. The role of Winston Churchill is being played by Benjamin Netanyahu. Remember after Munich, Chamberlain told the British people that they had achieved peace with honor. I believe it's peace for our time. Churchill at the time responded, well, you're given the choice between war and dishonor. You chose dishonor, and you will have war. Well, what's the difference if Iranian mullahs get weapons of mass destruction after repeated threats to wipe Israel off the map? What difference is it here? Do we not risk a modern-day Holocaust considering the Iranian history of funding and terror and fighting proxy wars on five separate continents? This is a moment in history, and Obama is on the wrong side.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Time is money, and you can save a lot of time by turning that two-day business trip into a one-day business trip with Brazos Valley Flight Services. Their air taxi takes the stress out of traveling. Your trip will be quicker than driving, and unlike major airlines, there are no long lines, connections, or lost luggage because you don't need luggage for a one-day trip. Save time and money with BVFS. Call 979-260-6322 or click bvfs.net.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Subprime lender Springleaf is nearing a deal to buy Citigroup's OneMain Financial for $4.3 billion. OneMain makes small subprime loans to U.S. customers. Today's Wall Street Journal says getting rid of the unit has long been a goal for Citigroup. If you hate the clutter of cords, IKEA has a solution. The company will be putting charging stations into some of its furniture so you can charge your phone just by setting it down on the right spot on your end table. But here's the catch. You have to have a compatible phone to make it work. The new Samsung Galaxy S6 has the capability built in. The iPhone doesn't. With no top-tier data releases on tap today, monthly auto sales figures are the highlight of the day. Economists polled by MarketWatch expect total sales to have climbed to 16.7 million in February, up from 16.6 million in January. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open, but the Dow Industrials and S&P 500 begin the day at record highs. And that's Your Money Now.
You wouldn't leave your car unprotected, so why leave your identity unprotected? Nearly 500,000 cars were stolen in 2012. For every car stolen, 34 people had their identity stolen. Identity thieves can take your money, damage your credit, and wreak havoc on your life. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It provides protection for your social security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. Your bank may alert you to suspicious credit or debit card activity, but a thief could still open new accounts in your name, and your credit report may only tell you after your identity's been compromised. While no one can stop all identity theft, LifeLock Ultimate Plus watches out for you in ways that banks and credit card companies alone just can't. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code Gordon or call and mention Gordon to save 10%. Call 800-916-7170. 800-916-7170. That's 800-916-7170. Network does not cover all transactions.
This morning's report has been brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
6:23. Did I mention it's foggy outside? It's foggy outside. Really is.
And then some, really.
Yeah. A Michigan conservation officer investigating an elk poaching has identified the hunter believed to be responsible by finding a grocery store receipt among what he did is he gutted the elk, and they found the receipt amongst the entrails.
So that means that guy had to dig through that.
Yeah, he did. But, you know, I'm guessing that's probably his job. The six-week investigation started after a passerby discovered the elk parts dumped along a rural road. A Department of Natural Resources officer on scene found a grocery store receipt among the body parts, used it as a piece of evidence, and they were able to trace it through the credit card and transaction time to find out who it was.
You should really only call those entrails while the animal's alive. Then they become out trails.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill, or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable Sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online. 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. I would venture a guess that most of you can remember the Jetsons and everybody wanting the little magic food pill or the flying car. Well, in April of 1988, the Los Angeles Times did a cover story predicting what life would be like right now in 2013. Well, it's 25 years later, and a class at USC is looking back to see how accurate the predictions were. Here are five things they got dead on in the article. Every car would have a computer in it and would be able to drive itself. Cars have computer systems for years, and they're self-parking cars right now. Google, matter of fact, has one that drives itself. Computer navigation systems for driving, similar to GPS. Video chat systems, think Skype. A, quote, personal computer about the size of a 3x5 card. We have them, and they're called smartphones. And schools with satellite campuses.
They're all connected by computer and computer screens for walls. Most colleges offer long distance and online courses now, and wall-mounted smart boards can be found pretty much anywhere here in the Brazos Valley. That's all pretty cool. Here's what they completely missed, though. Back in 1988, they thought we would have robot cooks and maids. Now, less the Roomba vacuum cleaner, that thing that wanders around on the floor. We don't have those yet. Trust me, or I'd have one. Hover cars. Experts said magnetism would be used to lift cars off the road for a smoother ride. Hasn't happened, but apparently the technology does exist. And finally, robot pets, which I'm assuming would be much easier to clean up after, but not quite as fun to cuddle with. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. The gang at Gun Corps have become a custom gun shop. They can do triggers for you. They can even paint your weapon. They do Cerakoting from anything from camo colors to pink and purple. Or they can just refurbish for you if you've been carrying it concealed for a while. You know, it kind of rubs the finish off. They'll take care of that for you as well. Automatic knives, tack gear, and a whole lot more. You can increase your survivability. It's where practical meets tactical at Gun Corps. Find them online at gun-core.com or on Texas Avenue in their brand new location in College Station across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
Morning at 6:27. Let's take a look at that weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. It'll be 72 today. That ought to be kind of nice. Actually, it feels kind of okay today based on what we've had before because the winds are out of the east and fairly moderate temperatures. But anyhow, weather is not going to look good for the rest of the week, really. 62 and a 30% chance of showers tonight. But tomorrow we have an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10, becoming northwest at 15 to 20 in the afternoon and gusting up to 25 miles an hour tomorrow with an 80% chance of showers. Again, high about 70. Tomorrow night, get a 60% chance of rain and sleet. And then on Thursday, we have a 60% chance of rain and sleet. We'll probably get down to about 30 tomorrow night. And then the high temperature on Thursday will only be about 40 degrees. Then it clears out. That'll make it colder, though. On Thursday night, we'll have a low of about 26 degrees. Sunshine comes back on Friday, but our high will only be 46. And then we've got clouds again, it looks like, on Saturday. So big change as far as all that stuff's concerned. Don't know that there'll be much accumulation, but we'll wait and see. Right now, again, winds out of the east at 3. Lots of fog, so be careful about that. And it's 46 degrees.
Nobody wants to be blamed for something that went wrong, but taking the blame may be a brilliant career strategy. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think we do.
Nice.
Let's bring it in. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, who smells like bacon?
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
Nobody wants to take the blame, but it actually may be a very good strategy.
That to take the blame for whatever you can take the blame for changes the dynamic, and it does the exact opposite. It doesn't make people want to fire you. It makes people want to hire you and work with you and promote you because they see someone who's taking accountability.
Peter Bregman, author of the book 4 Seconds.
The reasons we fling blame around is because we want to be trustworthy, so we want to say it's not our fault. Well, blaming other people makes you untrustworthy. If you want to be trustworthy, own everything you could possibly own, maybe even some of the stuff you don't deserve to own, but own it and talk about what you're going to do to change it, and suddenly you become trustworthy.
Typically, we try to protect ourselves in the moment, but Peter says the smart thing to do is look at the outcome you want.
That's why this is totally counterintuitive. But if you take a breath and you pause and you say, what's the outcome I want? Probably the smartest thing I can do to get them to take ownership for what they're doing wrong is for them to see me take ownership for what I'm doing wrong.
Of course, this isn't easy to do, but
if you look at the question, what is the outcome that I want? The outcome may require that I do something that doesn't feel particularly comfortable or normal or even just, but it actually moves me towards the outcome that I want, like taking blame.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios under heavy fog. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family. Where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision, go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. It appears flu season is coming to an end in Brazos County. The health department reported 44 cases in the week ending February 21st. That's the fewest since the last week of November. The running total from October 1st is just over 2,500. That's an increase of almost 1,000 over the same period last year. Republican leaders in the Texas Senate chose Texas Independence Day to announce a letter is headed to the president calling for a state for changes in Medicaid. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner was among those signing the letter, demanding Medicaid administration be transferred to Texas to spend federal dollars going to health care for low-income residents. Schwartner, who chairs the Health and Human Services Committee, along with Senator Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham and Lieutenant Governor Patrick, support Medicaid recipients sharing costs, pay for missed appointments, establish health savings accounts, and be employed if they're physically able. The beliefs that led Texians in 1836 to declare independence from Mexico are still practiced by a group formed 20 years ago as the Republic of Texas.
Billy Ford of Iola, who is the Republic's Secretary of State, says they're looking to bring back activity to when they had as many as 500 attending meetings.
That everybody in the world knows that Texas is a nation, except the Texian people. We've been dumbed down to the point where nobody believes that anymore, and we've just gotten to the place where it's business as usual, and as long as they don't hurt us too bad, we'll keep doing whatever they say do, and we'll stay in the chains and be their slave.
The Republic's getting another round of attention following their Valentine's Day meeting in Bryan. That was delayed more than 4 hours after officers from multiple law enforcement agencies executed a search warrant. Kirk County deputy posing as a guest blocked the only door out of the meeting room. Deputy was joined by officers from 8 local, state, and federal agencies during a 4-hour search where members had their cell phones and electronic devices seized, along with Republic paperwork and currency and coins valued at tens of thousands of dollars.
Some of the items had been released, but President Jarnicki has them in his possession, some of them, not all of them. And he said some of those things are not labeled. They didn't even give a receipt to the people they took them from.
There's been no response to WTAW News' request for comments from the Kerr County Sheriff's Office and the FBI, which was also involved in the raid. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A College Station police officer escaped serious injury after she was slammed against a vehicle during a traffic stop. In the story we brought you yesterday, more information. The driver who was arrested for assault of a police officer, 76-year-old Arthur Wright of College Station, is out of jail after a judge allowed him to be released on his promise to return to future court appearances.
The judge released him on his own recognizance due to some medical issues that presented themselves after the arrest was made. Nothing pertaining specifically to the physical nature of the arrest, but some other medical issues that had already been present.
Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the traffic stop was Friday morning on Dartmouth between Krennic Tap and Southwest Parkway. Wright was pulled over after making a lane change without using his turn signal, and his pickup almost struck a patrol vehicle. The officer who was slammed had ticketed Wright last November for failing to yield the right-of-way following a crash on George Bush Drive East. In another recent CSPD case, 4 arrests have been made so far in an armed robbery where the suspects came away with nothing. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says the victim had agreed to sell marijuana to 18-year-old Morgan Seigel.
Planned with her friends to rob the victim. When the victim arrived at her residence, he was eventually confronted by individuals, one of whom who had a pistol, threatened him, and attempted to take his property from him. He indicated that he didn't have any property with him at the time, and he was told to then run.
Also arrested for aggravated robbery were 17-year-old Tyreek Hayes and 18-year-olds John Collier and 18-year-old Nicholas Williams. Tonight is the first of 3 forums for College Station residents to recommend capital project ideas to a 23-member bond committee.
What we're interested in right now is making sure that we don't leave some things out to get the broad opinion of the public within College Station.
Chairman Rod Thornton says the committee is looking for suggestions as the city continues its rapid growth.
We're all interested in making our community better, and the way we can do that is if we all voice what our opinions are, and hopefully we'll come up with some good ideas on what the city will need over the next 10 years.
Tonight, the committee wants to hear about city facilities. Thursday, the subject is parks and leisure, and transportation ideas will be discussed March 23rd. All three forums will be held in the College Station Utilities Training Facility on Graham Road starting at 7. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 48 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
When it comes to more utility, performance, and strength to get the job done, Sioux Falls Prater has the right John Deere tractor for you. The incredibly powerful John Deere 5E Series utility tractors are loaded with tons of horsepower, top-of-the-line lift capacity, and comfortable features that provide year-round productivity. And right now, get $2,000 off or 0% financing for 60 months. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends April 30th, 2015, subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Good morning, it's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Areas of dense fog this morning. That's why the fog advisory is in effect through 10 a.m. Clouds later today, maybe an afternoon shower, high 70 to 75. Clouds, areas of fog tonight, the risk of a shower 65. Showers, thunderstorms tomorrow, becoming windy, 65 in the morning, cooler in the afternoon. Showers and storms tomorrow night, windy and turning colder, 30 to 35. Clearing Thursday, highs only 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
They've been pretty critical of themselves, and we've been honest with them as coaches, so, you know, the energy level's been good.
That's Coach Sumlin on the first day of spring practice. We'll have more on Aggie football. Basketball's hitting the road for A&M. They're going to Florida tonight, and we'll do a whole lot more for you, like a little old skirmish between Baylor and Texas that turned into a real skirmish. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
We'll talk about BB's speech in a minute and all that. A Republican senator says that he will push for legislation after the Internal Revenue Service confirmed that under the president's executive actions on immigration, people who have been working illegally in U.S. America could claim a low-income tax credit even for the time when they wrongly were present here. In a letter sent to Senator Charles Grassley, the IRS commissioner said the tax agency is not changing how it views the tax status of those now here illegally. A copy of the IRS letter is out there on the interweb if you want to see it. Grassley says that this will mean several million people could gain legal status in the U.S. and then retroactively claim several years of benefits under the Earned Income Tax Credit. The EITC, that's what most of us don't qualify for. If you're up right now getting ready to go run your business, the chances are you don't get to play in that swimming pool. You're paying to fill it, but you don't get to play in it. The letter from the IRS chief reinforced his recent testimony on Capitol Hill, in which he plainly said those working in the United States, illegally, could file for this earned income tax credit if they gain legal status.
Oh, my aching back.
This is Mr. Koskinen, I believe, the head of the IRS. Mm-hmm. Here's his testimony that he said. Oh, you can't hear it very well, can you? Wait, hang on. All right, we're going to try it again.
The law doesn't have to have been working in those years. As you noted, you can only get the EITC if you're working.
Uh-huh.
The law doesn't say legally working. The law simply says it's tied to people working. So
it's tied to people working. It doesn't matter whether they're here legally or not.
Meaning they may have been paid, but they didn't pay any taxes.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
And they get some back.
Yeah, you betcha. You betcha.
That's enough to make you want to punch a nun.
How you like that, huh? How's that sit with you? And this guy argues it. I mean, he tells you, of course, that's what it is. So.
He seemed more certain of that than where the hard drives were.
You know, you're right. You're exactly right. Yeah, they
absolutely certain.
Yeah, they're kind of digging their tasseled loafer into the carpet when you start talking about the emails that they can't find. But here, sure. And he said the average would be about $2,300 a person.
Holy cow.
Y'all don't want an extra $2,300, do you?
That's play-around money.
Yeah, it really is.
Good Lord.
That's how they're gonna get the economy going. They're going to get all these illegal people to say, yeah, we were here. Okay, great. Now you're legal. And here's $2,300.
We're flying halfway across the nation for 5 days and going to have a grand time. I don't think our budget is that much. Oh, my God.
Telling you. Just telling you. So there. We'll see. Now, with 4 days left before another partial shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security.
Oh, we're back here again.
Yeah, now the government said, the Democrats are saying that John Boehner is going to bring a clean bill to the floor this week. So we won't be talking about the president's executive actions on immigration, which is tied to what we just talked about. Well, we won't be doing that. We'll just do the funding thing. Steny Hoyer, he's the Democrat minority whip, told reporters, I don't want to discuss how it's going to come up because I don't know. Bull.
Yeah.
It could come up in a number of different ways, but we on Friday came to a conclusion that, in fact, it will come up. So Boehner is going to do that. Boy, things are not going well with Republican leaders.
No.
It is just not going well. By the way, just as a note, we'll be talking to Bill Flores on Thursdays during the month of March. He's got budget stuff that happens on Wednesday morning, so he can't talk to us. So we'll talk to him on Thursday about that and any number of other things. Okay, so who's going to show up and who's not going to show up for Beebe's big speech? They're telling us at least 55 Democrats, that's 47 House members and 8 senators, vowing to skip the speech. What do you bet that they're having a party someplace and watching it, though? You know what I'm saying?
You
don't think so?
No. Okay.
47 House members and 8 senators vowing to skip the speech in which Netanyahu is expected to deliver a strong rebuke of President Obama's strategy in Iran. Late yesterday, Elizabeth Warren added her name to the list, if you want to keep score. So we had this story this morning on Fox News. The New York Times is reporting that Hillary Clinton may have violated transparency rules by solely using her personal email address
for
official business.
And that's all she used. She didn't have a government address.
If true, that means that her official correspondence from her tenure at the State Department wasn't immediately backed up on government servers. Well, hell, they wouldn't be able to find it if they did.
Right? No, true.
That's another problem. So aides had to comb through emails to hand official work over to the State Department. A Clinton spokesperson defended her use of the personal email account and said she had been complying with the, quote, letter and spirit of the rules, end quote.
What difference at this point does it make?
Right. Now, the next time you get stopped by a police officer, say, but officer, I was driving with the letter of the and spirit of the rules in mind. Even if I did something wrong, I wasn't really meaning to. See how that goes for you.
Going back to BB for just a minute.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen the comments from Dianne Feinstein?
No, I don't think. Oh, yeah. She said that yesterday, that he doesn't speak for all Jews.
Right.
Doesn't speak for her.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
That was a head scratcher for me.
Well, they're looking for any reason that they can say something. By the way, while we're talking about that, Susan the Liar Rice, you remember her? She's the one who came on the Sunday morning talk shows about, well, that thing that happened that at this point, what difference does it make, remember? Mm-hmm. She appeared to take a verbal swipe yesterday at Mr. Netanyahu and his address to Congress, speaking at the annual gathering of the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee. She said, quote, sound bites won't stop Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. Strong diplomacy backed by pressure can. She also said, to great applause, it's a bad idea, excuse me, it's a bad deal with Iran, and it's a worse, it, but it's worse, excuse me, is worse than no deal. A bad deal with Iran is worse than no deal. So that's what she said.
I'd agree with that.
Well, I would too, but anyhow. Let's see. Barbara McCluskey is going to retire. She made her announcement. She's 78 years old, the longest-serving woman in the history of the U.S. Congress, elected in 1976. 76.
She's made enough money. She can quit now.
Yeah. She says no health problems. I'm not frustrated with the Senate. I've just decided I've done this enough. Oh, but, wait.
There's more.
She has now raised the bar for every athlete in the world. Here's her quote. I've decided the best thing to do is spend my time giving 120% of my time focused on my constituents. So this old giving 110% now leaves you short of what this soon-to-be former U.S. senator is going to do. So amp it up, guys, gals. Be ready to go out there and give 122% so you can be better than her. All right.
Oh, boy.
647.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday at Producers, learn all about the cattle deworming strategies. We'll discuss parasite resistance, proper timing, new products, and much more this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Have you ever worked from dawn till dusk only to realize that your masterpiece was more like a mixed up piece of landscaping? Well, gardener, you probably just tried too hard. I have some of the most common ways you can achieve great results easily, and I'll be back with details, easy steps to a more perfect home landscape right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, Neil Sperry. NeilSperry.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. If you want to have a more beautiful home landscape and you want to keep it looking great but easily, keep it simple. Start with a simple design. The best landscapes are usually modest. No flashy splashes of color sprawled all over the grounds. No tightly sheared shrubs lining walks and drives. Simplicity is always acceptable. Keep it natural. The best landscape looks like a woodland meadow into which a lovely house was mysteriously and gently dropped. Plants aren't sent in straight lines. A limited number of species is involved. While the plants that are used are all adapted, they aren't necessarily only Texas natives, so keep it natural looking, but not necessarily just with native plants. Have at least a basic idea of what you're wanting to achieve with your plantings. Whether it's privacy, recreational space, shade, or just beauty to look at, you'll save yourself years of frustration if you plan for it from the outset. Sketch your plan, then choose plants and materials that will take you there. Have a sequence for the projects. Long-term things like shade trees and turf grass have to come first. Major shrubs fall into the same category, but low shrubs and ground covers can wait if they must. Sometimes, however, it's easier just to get it all done at one time. If funds are limited, perhaps you can wait to do the backyard, get the turf and a shade tree or two planted, and then the rest will come later. Everything should be functional. Plan necessary walks and position the shade where it will be most welcomed. Keep water faucets handy and enlarge the patio if it's too cramped for parties. Every element you introduce into your landscape should have its own purpose, and every plant and every piece of hardscape you add should be the best possible option at fulfilling those needs. Don't do anything cute. Cute landscapes often fail. First, they don't look natural, and second, they can be downright distracting. Your landscape should be the frame for its picture. The picture is your house, and that frame needs to be built very carefully. That means that alternating red leaf barberry and gold spot euonymus, while stunning in your mind beforehand, will become staining to the landscape thereafter. Too much color, not a good plan. Keep it tidy. All it takes is one unedged fence or a wind wash of leaves against a wall to make the landscape look unloved. Routine maintenance to keep your plants well fertilized, properly watered, and regularly groomed will pay big dividends. I'm Neil Sperry, and scheming for color will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks so much for listening, and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Yesterday marked the start of spring football for Texas A&M. The guys hit the practice field in the afternoon with shoulder pads and shorts. They'll have to wait for 3 days before they go full contact later in the week. Coach Sumlin, after practice number one, said with new blood comes a new bounce to the team.
I've been really, really pleased. You know, we got a lot of young guys and a lot of guys who had a little bit of success playing. And I think they understand, you know, what we need to do to get better. They've been pretty critical of themselves, and we've been honest with them as coaches. So, you know, the energy level's been good. We've got, you know, enough veterans here to understand a few things. But, anytime you have that and you've got new blood as players and you've got, you know, three new coaches, there's always some new energy.
Practice number two today, scheduled for 4:30. More than a dozen Aggie football players will show off their skills for the NFL at the annual Texas A&M Pro Day today. The Pro Day is closed to the public. Scouts and coaches from every NFL team are expected to be in attendance to interview, time, measure, and observe Texas A&M's 2014 seniors, along with junior running back Trey Williams, who declared for the draft early. For the final time during the regular season, the Texas A&M men's basketball team will hit the road as it travels to Gainesville, Florida for a date with the Florida Gators. Coach Billy Kennedy said the guys expect a big game from Florida.
Our guys are excited to play. They know the urgency we need to play with. I think we'll get Florida's best shot on senior day. We expect them to be healthy and have all their guys. Finney Smith's coming off a really good game and having 20 and 10. He's a tough matchup for us, and so we got to go there ready to play and play our best basketball.
Pre-game tonight is 7:30, the tip-off at 8 o'clock on News Talk 1620 WTAW. A host of NFL players received the franchise tag before yesterday's deadline. Among those getting the franchise tag are Dallas receiver Dez Bryant, Kansas City linebacker Justin Houston, New York Giants defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul, and kicker Steven Gustakowski. But a report on the Detroit Lions website says the team has declined to place its franchise designation on defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh. A hop over to the NBA, where the league has ordered Houston All-Star guard James Harden to sit out tonight's game against Atlanta. Harden received a one-game suspension without pay for kicking LeBron James in the nether regions Sunday. The All-Star and Olympic teammates made contact during the third quarter, causing Harden to hit the court hard before he kicked a foot up at James. We'll keep it in basketball, but hop over to the NCAA, where Kentucky and Virginia remain number one and two in the new Associated Press men's basketball poll. The Wildcats received all 65 first-place votes as they continue their march to an undefeated season and a record of 29-0. Duke moved up to third, followed by Villanova and Arizona. In NBA action here in the Lone Star State, Richard Jefferson tied his season high with 16 points, and the Mavs raced past the New Orleans Pelicans 102-93. In NCAA action last night, seven players were ejected in overtime of the Texas 61-59 win over number 14 Baylor yesterday after they left their respective benches to join a shoving match between two players.
Taylor fighting for it at midcourt, poked away. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, we had a lot of people leave the bench. This is going to be a bad situation.
Three Bears and four Longhorns were tossed out of the game after a bench-clearing skirmish that started as a scuffle between Texas point guard Isaiah Taylor and Baylor forward Royce O'Neal were scrapping for a loose ball. If Jameis Winston does become a famous NFLer, he is at least putting himself in a position to capitalize on it. Winston, the potential number one overall draft pick, has filed a trademark on Famous Jameis, a nickname he was once given during his impressive two-year stint at Florida State, where he won a national title, a Heisman Trophy, and only lost the last of his 27 games as a starter. And in the PGA, after a one-day delay for the final round,
he runs around and taps in, and Padraig Harrington, a winner again on the PGA Tour. Grinning from ear to ear, and Padraig Harrington is a champion again.
And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
For almost 65 years now, Acme Glass has taken care of your glass needs when you need glass and when you want glass. It's needing glass more often than anything else, but let's talk about wanting glass. That is, if you're going to do some remodeling and you've decided that you want to start in your bathroom, because a lot of people do that. They decide that that's a great place to start to increase the value of their home and their enjoyment of the home as well. Well, go to Acme Glass, either location. Have a look at some of the work that they've done right here in the Brazos Valley. They'll be glad to share some of that with you so that you can get some more ideas to fill them out. Maybe you've seen something on TV, or maybe you were at a friend's house. I mean, whatever it happens to be that's made you decide you want to change the look of your bathroom, the folks at Acme Glass can help you with that. And again, they've been doing that kind of work for years and years and years. And maybe you just want to put in a traditional shower enclosure, fine. If you want to do something more upscale than that, they'll be glad again to help you with that and show you work they've done here or some other examples. That's just one of the ways that they can help you when you actually want glass, because there can be real drama and impact in the way that glass can kind of interact with you and your world, whether it's in your business or your home. So let the specialists at Acme Glass help you there. In downtown Bryan on Main Street, and in College Station across from the main entrance of A&M, it's Acme Glass.